This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that.
Yeah.
No hassle.
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Pomp, I believe, is golfing in the western half of our country and enjoying himself. I have a new favorite, or it's up there anyway, fan jingle, tagline, whatever you want to call it, for one of our commercials. It's been a while since one really sort of got me. Do you have it, Limits? We played it in the last segment, and for some reason I was singing it all weekend.
We wanna see ya in a Monroeville Kia.
That one, I can't get it out of my mind. We wanna see ya in a Monroeville Kia.
We wanna see ya in a Monroeville Kia.
No, Kia. I have to get that one more time. I wanna see if I can keep up with them.
We wanna see ya in a Monroeville Kia.
Now you're gonna try one more time on three.
Okay, one, two, three.
We wanna see ya in a Monroeville Kia.
It's very hard to do.
It needs work.
We want to try it together? One, two, three.
We want to see ya in a Monroeville Kia.
I think I got
Very
it.
Good.
I think I got it.
Now, that's catchy. And for me, it's right up there with some of my all-time favorites, whether they were taglines or actual jingles. One was, this is Ron Trzynski of the original Mattress Factory. Another was, you won't believe how happy your dog will be. Do you remember that one? About a certain, I don't know, it was obviously dog food.
I think it was dog food. Yeah.
Yeah, and the third, of course, was Granger for the ones who get it done. Maybe that one too. Maybe that one. And just for the hell of it, let's play Let's Ride from Donnie Football, who's newly engaged, Bob and me. From and even throw in Sean, don't call me Seth Meyers, from the day that Russell Wilson signed here, a day that shall live in infamy.
Steelers Nation, let's ride.
Steelers Nation, ride with me, baby.
Oh boy. Steelers Nation, let's ride.
Steelers Nation, let's ride.
Sean, so nonchalant at the end. Steeler Nation, let's ride.
Yeah, he wasn't feeling it, but I keep singing it. We want to see ya in a Monroeville Kia. There
it was. Country, let's ride.
Yeah, I really enjoy that. Anyway.
We want to see ya in a Monroeville Kia.
Yeah, I like that.
I like the little drums at the end.
I didn't catch the drums. One more time for the drums at the end.
We want to see ya in a Monroeville Kia.
That was great.
A little solo at the end. It's like one of those...
It just makes me happy. I don't know. I talk to myself a lot. That probably doesn't come as a surprise to you.
I never realized that. No, not once.
Some of it is borderline psychotic, if not actually psychotic, to the point where my daughter's in the car and says, who are you talking to? And usually that's a resentment, which I have on file for virtually my whole life and can still recreate conversations with people I'm angry at from 1985, where I should have crushed them and said the right thing. But some of them are future conversations with people.
Oh.
And some are jingles or things like that. Like, there's always a voice going in my head, which I know you already know, right?
If people could see and sit in on a show for a day and see what the conversations are like and just see you by yourself and what is said during the break, I think they would be fascinated. People would pay for that, I think. $5 admission, watch Joe during the break and what he has to say.
It's funny you should mention that because you walk by our AM side, 1020, and there's a giant window. Like, we have, you can see in here, but when you walk by that show when it's happening, whatever the show might be, it's like a zoo. It's like an aquarium. And I was mentioning to the guys out front, I'm looking in at Larry Richard and Marty today and just saying, this is like being at the Baltimore Aquarium. You just look at these people in their natural habitat. It's fascinating, isn't it?
Instead of swimming around by the coral reef, it's just Larry talking into the mic.
Exactly. I mean, it's an amazing experience. So 11:30, what do we have at 11:30? Now I'm forgetting. We have Sonny Vaccaro at noon, which is going to be great because I watched the movie Air yesterday about, Matt Damon as Sonny. And I know I'm a year late, perhaps a little more than a year, but I finally got around to it. And I have questions for Sonny about Nike miraculously landing Michael Jordan out of the draft the year he was drafted when everybody thought he was going to go to Converse or Adidas. And it became the greatest marketing move, the most seismic marketing deal in the history of pro sports. It changed everything, basically, how athletes are marketed. The whole campaign around Just Do It. I mean, it's incredible. Do you own Air Jordans? Do you have anything from the Air Jordan supply line?
I have a lot of T-shirts that are Air Jordan, and I have a couple of... Actually, it's funny you say that. The sweatpants that I'm wearing right now are Jordan sweatpants.
Really?
Jordan, there's a Jordan logo
with the flying Jordan?
Yeah.
So that was a goosebump moment in the movie when the guy who was sort of eccentric, the designer... came up with the Air Jordan insignia or logo with him with the, you know, the legs kicking out and the ball one hand up in the air. We all know what it is.
I would argue it's the greatest logo in all of sports.
Yes, that's what I'm talking about. And that's why this was worthy of a film. And I want to know what Sonny thought about Matt Damon playing him. And then I have just other questions. I'm fascinated with this idea that he was watching Jordan's shot against Georgetown to win the national championship game and just started replaying it time after time because he was looking at how relaxed and confident Jordan was before he took the shot. And that's what convinced him that this is the guy on which I'm willing to risk my job and reputation and perhaps the future of my company, at least on the basketball side. Just incredible. Why am I drooling out of the right side of my mouth? Am I having some sort of neurotic episode? What's happening?
Well, you are leaning in that direction. So sometimes if you talk for an extended period of time, that could happen.
All right. Something feels numb on my bottom lip. I may need medical attention sooner or later.
Didn't you already have medical attention last week? Did you get that figured out?
I did. And I got, you know, there's no worse feeling than when the phone call comes and it's either good news or bad news. When you know it's the doctor and you know you've taken blood tests. So tell me, Limits, if this was phrased properly. First, I got a good phone call, right? On hey, it's blank, blank. Your blood test came in. Everything's negative. That's what I want to hear.
Good.
I think the ideal way to say it is, hello, this is so-and-so. Everything's negative on your blood tests. That's what that way you don't even have a moment of suspense, you know, except for when the phone's ringing, right? It's like when my wife tells a story, she goes back into the history of the story.
I do that too.
And I'm like, can you tell me if the person's okay? Or can you tell me, just give me like one or two words before you launch into the history. And I have to be in suspense about whether, you know, so-and-so has survived this. You know what I mean? Limits.
I do, because I am somebody who elongates stories like no one else's business too. Like, I will go to a backstory. So it started on January 9th of 2017.
Right.
And then just, you know, gives the entire backstory instead of the Spark Notes version of it.
It's the burying the lead part. Well, The second part of my blood test was for Lyme disease because I was just curious if I had Lyme disease. Especially golf, I'm always stepping, especially the way I play golf, I'm always stepping into the woods or stepping into high grass looking for the ball. And had some, what I thought may be symptoms of that. Granted, I'm a hypochondriac and a severe one at that, but I was just curious. So the second part came back and she phrased it like this. Hi, Joe, it's so-and-so from so-and-so. Your Lyme disease test came back. We got the results of that. Just like that. And the way she said it made me think, oh my God, the next line's going to be, you have it. And she said, and everything came back negative. It was almost like she was trolling me.
I think it's more so she's trying to give you all the information. Maybe the order of the information you would like to receive it.
It should have been your Lyme disease came back negative. That's all it needed to be. Not your Lyme disease came back. We have the results of that. And then it was weird. I'm telling you, it was weird.
Talking like it's Howie Mandel on Deal or No Deal.
I was already halfway to the doctors in the middle of the phone call to trying to get Lyme disease cure, medication,
for
treatment.
$75,000 or $2. Sabrina, open your case.
I'll tell you this much. Is it Sabrina Carpenter? Is that her name?
Yeah, from SNL last night that hosted with...
Oh my God, her and Paul Simon, Homeward Bound, great. To open the show. The show was all downhill from there, make no mistake about that, but that was remarkable.
Well, Adam Sandler's In Memoriam tribute.
That was good.
That was very good.
The song we played on the guitar?
Yeah.
Great.
Good moment. The one thing that I'm not the biggest like award show watcher. I don't get into it. But I do think that when they do these types of things and anniversaries and all that, it seems like everyone gets the In Memoriam right. Everyone always gets it right.
Well, the NBA at the Basketball Hall of Fame, All-Star Weekend type thing,
yeah,
did an amazing In Memoriam that had me literally crying for some of the guys that I miss. I mean, that's the sport probably that I followed most in my whole career. Like, if you did quiz shows on the history of every sport, I think the NBA and college basketball would be number one for me. So even a guy like John Shumate, former Buffalo Brave, great Notre Dame player, part of when Notre Dame broke UCLA's, was it 77 or 88 game winning streak? Now I can't remember.
I think it was 79, actually. I just saw that stat not that long ago.
No, it was 77 or 88. Might have been 80. Dwight Clay from Pittsburgh hit the shot from the corner. But anyway, it was very moving. All the people that have passed on, some I didn't even know. One of my favorite players of all time was Gus Williams of the Seattle Supersonics. Him and Dennis Johnson, before we went to the Celtics, comprised one of the greatest backcourts ever, won a championship together, and I had the poster of both of them together on the poster for the Sonics, which is also the greatest team nickname in the history of professional sports, the Seattle Supersonics.
Yeah, here's where I saw it. Mike White tweeted it out. Dwight Clay, who hit the shot for Notre Dame to stop UCLA's 88-game winning streak in 1974, won a City League title at the old Fifth Avenue High School in 1969. How about that?
From the corner. Now, can you Google that and Sports Illustrated? UCLA streak and Sports Illustrated. Because I always considered the unofficial beginning of my sports writing career. We had an old typewriter, right? I'm so old, limits. Although I'm not that old. And I'm getting quite tired of people calling me old on Twitter. I'm basically the same age as Mike Sullivan. Are people looking at him behind the bench and saying, there's that old fogey back there? Like, wheel him out of there. He's too old. I'm not old. I'm in the prime of my career. I just made more foul shots than the A-10 Women's Player of the Year, Megan McConnell. I just made a shot from out of bounds at Pitt that two guys on their men's basketball team couldn't hit. I'm in prime shape right now, and my career has never been more enjoyable or more successful based on ratings than it is right now. I'm having the time of my life right now, Limits. What did I ask you?
About UCLA's 88-game winning streak and a Sports Illustrated story?
Yeah. Did it come up, the live story from 74 or whenever it was?
After 88 comes zero.
Yes.
Barry McDermott wrote it.
Yes. Read to me the lead of that story. First, I'll tell you the quick story. We had a typewriter in my house, and I was so taken by the beauty of this guy's story about how he captured the emotions of it that I would sit there, and my thought process was, I wonder what somebody this talented was thinking when they wrote this. What would it feel like to write that myself? So I laid that story out on the table and typed it. Like many times, I typed the story that he wrote just so I would have the feeling of what it was like to write that. If it's the one I'm thinking of, tell me how it began.
It ended the way Hollywood would have written it. Drama and symbolism holding hands with ghostly legend at Notre Dame. The denouncement arriving on an arching shot from the corner.
Oh, that's beauty.
It was an attempt born of chance and cloaked in destiny, and the UCLA miracle ceased. The winning streak was over.
Oh, that's just beautiful writing. Short, to the point, poetic, words flow, rhythm, beauty. I remember it. I remember it, and I remember the game. Anyway, where were we going, Limits, before all that happened? I don't remember.
We were talking about how Sonny Vaccaro will join us in half an hour.
Yes, he will. Because of that movie, because of the movie air. And also, I really want to get his thoughts on NIL. He really helped spark the whole thing with the Ed O'Bannon case. It was always Sonny's thought that athletes deserve a piece of this too, but we've shortchanged hockey. Don't we always shortchange hockey? Well, more than 4 million people, nearly 5 million, watched that U.S.-Canada game Saturday night. And for me, it was a revelation. I didn't watch it live. I watched it. I taped it off NHL Network and watched it yesterday.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
And here's the thought I had. I miss hockey. I miss hockey the way I love it. Slowly but surely, the game has become soft, like unbelievably soft. Like any game I watch, if I see a body check that I would describe as violent, I'm shocked. It's rare. Fighting, which I was against for a long time, I now want back in the game. Like, accentuate your strengths. The fighting part of that game the other night was incredibly riveting. I mean, people were going crazy. And it just led in to one of the most intense hockey games I've, well, ever seen, maybe, certainly in recent memory. McAvoy laying out Connor McDavid with what I would call a violent but clean hit. I miss that about hockey. All those hits are gone. They're gone. There's no more Brooks Orpik or Darius Kasparaitis out there. The hip check is a dinosaur. You crowd around the other team's goalie, you used to get beheaded, and now they practically shake your hands. It's become a soft game. It's become an unwatchable game. Coaches have squeezed the life out of it with coaches live for ruining offense, and they've done a lot of that in the NHL. And I could be old man yelling at cloud, although I'm not that old, as I just explained, but I don't care. The hockey I grew up with had like end-to-end rushes. That no longer exists. You see one of those, it's like seeing a UFO. It used to be crushing body checks and fights and all of that, like high-level intensity, often even during the regular season. It's all gone. But it all came back in that game the other night. It was tremendous. And I can't wait to watch tonight. And man, am I rooting for the rematch. I'm concerned that Canada is going to lose to Finland and that we'll all be disappointed with the rematch limits, because I want to see U.S.-Canada in Boston, don't you?
No doubt. No doubt do I want to see that play out again. And I kind of have a sneaky suspicion that if it does, it will be Canada that gets the best of the U.S. Partly because Sidney Crosby's winning streak coming to an end with Team Canada. He had like never lost a game with the Canadian national team, which I find to be absolutely incredible. And I don't know. The USA goes to Canada and defeats Canada on their own turf.
Oh.
If Canada does that to the U.S. and wins it, that's storybook.
Do you want more fights? I do.
Yes, I do.
I mean, I've seen people rail against it since it happened the other night. Like, and I did for a while, too. You know, I did for a while, too. Like, this is stupid. No other sport. Guys just peel off and fight. It's like the hockey I want to see. Nobody ever says Olympic hockey's bad. It's great. And there's no fighting. But you know what? It's intrinsic to the sport. It's unique. I say play to your strengths. I want to see more fighting. I do. That what happened the other night paved the way for the kind of game you saw.
Right. It set a tone. It established just how much these guys cared about the event. They cared about it more than they do like a random Tuesday night in Utah.
It was raw and it was thrilling. And that's what fights are. Love them or hate them. That's what they are. Whether it's outside by the flagpole or right after the anthems at an international hockey game. It was unbelievable. Anyway, Sonny Vaccaro at noon, and I've completely forgotten what at 7:30. I mean 11:30. What are we talking about, limits? I want to hear people on hockey. 412-928-9370. 928-9370. What you're thinking about this, if you're one of the 5 million who watch this and about fighting in hockey and international hockey and all of that, man, it's been great. And especially the way the Penguins have been going. When's the last time any of us saw a truly high-level, high-stakes hockey game? I don't remember. When? When was it? I feel like it was that Rangers series, like Game 7 of the Rangers series, maybe? I thought that was a Penguins team that could actually make some noise by winning that one. And some of the, I thought that team could actually go for a while. And what's his name? Jacob Trouba ruined everything by elbowing Sid in the skull. Somebody should have fought him, but of course they don't, because they've never protected Sid adequately. Anywho, fan Twitter brought to you by South Hills Kia Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. Text line brought to you by Edgar Snyder and Associates, personal injury law firm, where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. And the fan hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. Call now to win tickets to the Fanniversary, the fan's 15th anniversary party at Rivers Casino on February 26th from 6 to 9 p.m. 412-928-9370. Caller number 3. To our dear friend, Wonder Twin. And I want to tell you about Gina G and Petra. Roseanne needed to sell her home in Ross. My voice is feeling a lot better, Limits. Did you know that?
I did. It does sound better,
It sounds better.
And you're not coughing or anything.
It feels better. Is it psychosomatic? Because I went to the doctor and took the blood tests, and he thought, he didn't know. He thinks there might be something wrong with my vocal cords.
No, I think it's because, like...
Well, why did it happen after 3 months and all of a sudden I feel better? I think it's psychosomatic.
I think it's maybe because you sat at home and watched some movies like you were, you know...
And didn't talk a lot.
A grade schooler at home,
right.
sick for the week.
I'm still disturbed by the one, I care a lot. I don't know. Have people seen that? Did you see it on Netflix?
Never seen it.
It's very disturbing what happens in that movie.
I do care a lot about you, Joe. Thanks for asking.
Thank you for saying...
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Can't you see it? A sparkling roadside EV quick charge power facility. It's chargers, control panels, and switchgear powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Marketers, are you ready to make an impact with audio advertising? People are hungry for authentic connections in a world buzzing all around us. How do you cut through the noise and truly reach your audience? Visit stateofaudio.com to see Odyssey's State of Audio, the Trends Report. Uncover the secrets to high-impact creative. Learn how AI is revolutionizing the industry and get ahead of the curve on measurement and audience trends. Don't just stay in the game. Win it. Visit stateofaudio.com and download your free copy.